gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Good morning. I'm Mary Pat. Who wants casserole? I don't know why we think Chris Christie's wife's name is funny. It just is.
Mary Pat.
Hi, Mary Pat. Who wants sausage? I brought a hot dish. Hi, I'm Mary Pat.
To bring a dish to pass?
Who wants macaroni casserole?
All right. 6 minutes after the hour.
I'm sure she's on more Jersey than that, though.
Yeah.
Is everybody a Saturday Night Live character these days? The mayor of Toronto?
Ugh.
Mary Pat. Okay, 1-800-STEP-1 to the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Bob Sheshka, who I want to date and kiss and marry, in hour number three. And right out of the box, here he comes.
Carl.
Carl Frisch. WholeFightStrategies.com.
So inviting to me.
Carl, did you bring a dish to pass?
I did. It's a casserole. It's got French's onions sprinkled on top.
Yay, my favorite.
Yummy. Good morning, sir. Actually, you tweeted that. Pretty sure Toronto Mayor Rob Ford is just Mike Myers in a fat suit filming his next movie.
I think it's a piece of performance, or it must be.
Right.
Canadians are not nearly this interesting.
No. And also, or I was saying that, you know, because you know, the rumor's been out there that Andy Kaufman is, you know, he's not dead. But I think it's Chris Farley
yeah.
That's not dead.
Thank you very much.
It was performance art.
Yeah, it's something like that. Or he might be dealing to the Republican conference here in Washington.
I'm pretty sure he does live in a van down by the river.
Right. Right.
It's certainly something. It's entertaining, to say the least. Although I have a feeling if you live in Toronto, it's not nearly as entertaining.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And why does he always seem surprised to see a camera like Chris Farley?
Every
picture is,
It's not only like he's surprised, but it's like he's constantly trying to drag words that have come out of his mouth back down his throat. like he just can't help himself. Like he's like, oh, gosh, this job of mine is so difficult. If it wasn't for all of the people that are not white people, oh, my God, what am I saying?
Oh, Lordy, I cannot believe I just said that.
I got plenty to eat at home. Oh, did I just say that?
Don't you picture him after the press conference about the, you know, eating of the seat that he like, hit his, you know, smacked his forehead like Chris Farley?
Oh!
What did I just say?
Stupid.
Like, yeah. He, unfortunately, was probably like, yeah, nailed it. That's pretty good.
I think that's more like it.
Right. No, he's probably going to be like, remember that one time I said the thing about eating see? Remember that?
I will say that when he ran across the floor of the Toronto City Council and knocked over that councilwoman,
that poor lady.
I had actually expected that he would run more like the Penguin from Batman. it was nice to see that he could actually walk at a brisk pace without keeling over.
Right. Right. Yeah, and in that one video where he's, you know, going off on somebody, we don't know who he's talking about, that is look exactly like the way Chris Farley does that, right?
The
back and forth
right,
thing, yeah.
Motivational speaker thing, yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely fantastic.
Fantastic. Oh, you retweeted a David Letterman, Secretary of State John Kerry, very close to a deal that will disarm George Zimmerman. That's very exciting.
Yeah, well, and, you know, women across the state of Florida who have broken pickers will rejoice.
Wait, the more we
learn about this guy, come on now, you know.
Well, I mean, I think the big breaking news to everyone is he got another girlfriend? What the hell?
Yeah, she's cute, too.
She is cute.
Just remember, there are serial killers who get brides while in prison.
That is true.
Broken pickers across Florida will now be safe.
Yeah.
Women who have broken pickers and you know, hopefully he'll get the justice that he deserved months ago.
Yeah, I don't know what to say about that. You know, it's just occurred to me that he seems to have a bit of an anger management problem.
It's not very awesome.
Really? Maybe the dead teenager was the first sign of that. Yeah.
Where are his defenders now, might I ask? I mean,
Sean Hannity won't bring him up anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
And Mark Romero,
fair weather friend.
Not very happy at all because he won't get paid.
Where's my money at, bitch?
He's now Mark O'Mara has developed an anger management problem as well due to a lack of cash.
It's contagious. I mean, he's giving, you know, there's that issue with people in Florida where they have those news articles that begin, a Florida man today,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
George Zimmerman's giving the generic a Florida man.
Well, right. And as we've said here on our ongoing segment, WTF Florida, when you start a sentence with a Florida man, pretty much nothing will surprise you after that. Really? Okay.
No, exactly. And George Zimmerman is now giving those people a bad name, regardless of what they've done
right.
or whose face they've eaten.
Right. The zombie face-eating guy's like, at least I'm not George Zimmerman.
He's like, I eat bath salts, okay? Come on.
And one guy's face. He one guy's face, and right away you're a face-eating zombie, right?
Exactly.
Okay. Now, the other tweet, you've stepped into the Stephanie Miller Show Thanksgiving family fight over the Cheney family fight.
Oh, it's
and
glorious.
Whether it is, and whether it is real or staged. Chris believes that it is staged. I believe it's real. You say call me a cynic, but Mary Cheney sure is helping Liz burnish any notion Wyomingites may have that she's a pro-gay liberal.
Yeah, that's exactly why.
I think what she did was staged. I do not think Mary and Heather's reaction was staged. It felt very, very real and very emotional. And how does Heather pointing out that she's a carpetbagger help her, you know?
Well, two things. I mean, one, what I struggled over in writing that tweet was whether it was Wyoming or Wyomingite,
right.
And I had to look that up.
It's like stalactite, stalagmite.
Exactly. The second thing was, you know, I am cynical, and the Cheneys have a big part in making me as cynical as I have become mm-hmm. When it comes to the Cheneys.
You used to be such a little ingenue.
I was
that.
So, you know, hopeful for them. What makes me question the whole thing is just the role that the parents played in it. I mean, if they really wanted to make this private, they had no reason to comment. And ultimately, I mean, all this does, regardless of whether or not it's legitimate, is underscore the fact that Liz Cheney is a horrible human being.
Right, exactly. Well, I mean, plus, Carl, as I've been saying, it puts her so out of step with the times. I mean, it's not even, it's such a desperation move that makes you just look like you're a jerk to your family.
Well,
you know?
And people forget, they're shocked that, you know, of course she's going to have this position. She wants to get elected in Wyoming. Have people forgotten Alan Simpson?
Right.
I mean, he was the senator from Wyoming, and when Matthew Shepard was murdered 15 years ago in Wyoming, he went and spoke at the big rally in Washington, D.C. about the need for hate crimes and a change of the way we look at this stuff. And he didn't get turned out of office.
Yeah.
You know, he's one of the biggest pro-gay advocates in the Republican Party, and I really don't think that it would matter. I mean, she's not going to get elected based on her being an anti-gay bigot. And what she is.
It's right, exactly. It's nasty and out of step with the times. And isn't she down? You're a political strategist. Isn't she down like 50 points or something?
I
mean, she's not going to win anyway, right?
Right. No. I think she would have to. Pull something out of, you know, her rear end to pull this off, and I don't see that happening. I mean, she's running against a fairly strong incumbent who's going to raise lots of money. I mean, it'd be different if she was running against somebody who was, you know, not taking this seriously, but it looks like he's taking it seriously. I think she's going to lose, and you know, the only thing that's bad about her losing is that she'll be back on Fox News every afternoon.
I mean, somebody that wrote us that is from there, Carl, and said, you know what, somebody that's like stabbing her dad's old fishing buddy in the back, disrespecting her sister, lied on her fishing license, because, you know, it's just, it's not, the, what do they call it in Wyoming, the cowboy way, right?
Well, it's not the cowboy way, and I mean, it's not even live and let live. I mean, she's basically forcing herself on them. I think it comes off as phony. I mean, if I was consulting for somebody who had moved home to where they were originally from but really hadn't lived there their entire adult life, first, I wouldn't tell them to run for office in the first year that they've done that. Second, you want to establish yourself in the community before you even consider running for office. It's people that move to districts or states where they have, you know, kind of a connection to it, but really don't. And they try to impress you with how much knowledge they have of the area. Those people come off as remarkably fake, and they tend not to win, and they only underscore how much they're not from the place.
Yep. Absolutely. So, Carl, what do you think? How do you think the politics of affordable care are going as we speak?
Not great, but I continue to be hopeful that as more people sign up for the coverage, they're going to be shocked with their options. I had, a dozen plans to choose from, more than a dozen plans to choose from here in the D.C. Exchange. What we need people to remember is anytime somebody talks about the problems with the Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act being self-inflicted, we need to remind them they are not self-inflicted. Republican governors have refused to sign up for the Medicare expansion. They've refused to set up their own exchanges. And Republicans in Congress have done everything, every step of the way, to slow down the implementation.
And, Carl, we're 6 weeks in, and the big story we were just talking about yesterday is the enrollment is surging like crazy in all of the states like California and, Kentucky and places that are, in Connecticut, that are actively participating. So I think that's going to create a real divergence that is going to put pressure on the other states. I've always said
that.
Well,
and as the federal exchange goes up, and it will, when the website is working better, the news will report it. It's going to be just as big of news that the website's working well, as the fact that the website crashed when Sebelius was testing it or whatever. And I think you'll get a rush of people going back to the website. Most people want to shop around a little bit before they choose a plan, and more than 500,000 people were in the exchange looking at different options. So, I think it's off to a good start in terms of that stuff, all the issues notwithstanding. So have there been problems? Yes. Are they entirely of the administration's making? Absolutely not.
Well, yeah, and I think I read a statistic, but again, it's the way the media is covering this. They just obviously they're always drawn to what, the bad news kind of stories, but I think I read somewhere like 1% or something close to that or might pay more. I'm like, that's what this huge crisis Chiron is about every day, and of course they're gonna have real coverage. It's better.
That's exactly right. What Republicans are fighting to save are plans that mean absolutely nothing. What they're basically fighting to do is to allow insurance companies to continue to defraud their customers. And of course, their refrain will be, "Well, these are plans that were approved by states' insurance commissioners." Yeah. Well, so what?
Yeah.
They're still bad plans.
Yeah, absolutely right. Carl Frisch, delightful to talk to you as usual.
All righty, have a good one.
All righty, love you. Bye bye now. Oh, I forgot to wish him a happy Turkey Day.
Yes.
Because we will probably.
Next Thursday is Turkey Day.
Guess what's tomorrow? November 22nd. Guess who our big booking is?
Me.
Jim Ward.
Oh, that's right. I'm like, oh, yeah.
By huge popular demand, Jim will do an entire JFK segment tomorrow.
Yes.
He could. I might. You know what? I am so ill-prepared today, I might just give him the rest of the show. Let him get a head start.
Do we really need that today?
Just kidding. All right.
Even Jim says
even
no.
Even Jim's like, no. 19 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Call the political party line now. 1-800-STEP-12. Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 24 minutes after the hour. Bob Seska of the Daily Banter coming up in hour number 3. Why, looky here, Solange in North Bend, Washington. Steph, so excited. My husband bought me VIP tickets to see you December 14th in Seattle for Christmas.
Nice.
What a lovely Christmas Hana Kwanzaa Stephica gift. You'll know me because I will probably be the only pregnant lady going solo My husband will be out of town for business.
Oh.
Oh. Look out, everybody. We got a prego. The only way to make December 14th better, even better, is if Chris and Jim came to Seattle. I would take them over any surprise celebrity guest any day. Huge demand for the Chris and the Jim.
Hmm.
Well, I don't... Maybe some exciting developments regarding Sexy Liberal in 2014. We shall see. But for the last one of 2013, everybody.
Seattle. Want to end 2013 on a high note? Then get your tickets now for Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour, coming to the Paramount Theater December 14th, 2013.
Oh, babies, who's ready to get their sexy on with mama?
Go to sexyliberal.com for ticket information and all things Sexy Liberal. Once again, Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour is coming to the Paramount Theater on December 14th, 2013. Be there and brace yourselves for some sexy liberal action.
Yahoo! Thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike. All right, and then February 15th, Phoenix, you will be there. And you don't do much, but you can show up and wear something tight.
You want me to wear something tight.
Right.
Show up without a shirt.
Do it. Just do it. Because that's your old haunt, Phoenix.
And yes,
then,
it is.
March 29th in Madison and May 10th in Albuquerque. All just announced. All going very, very fast. All right, and don't forget to tune in tomorrow when our special guest will be Jim Ward. with a
John Fugelsang.
Oh, yes, tomorrow, Friday's with Sexy Liberal John Fugelsang as well. We will be doing a JFK extravaganza for the sad anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I was realizing the other day, Jim, I thought was interesting is my dad's is buried in Arlington, very, very close to the Eternal Flame, mm-hmm. to where mm-hmm. JFK is. And I thought that's interesting historically because... I obviously JFK's sad fate led to the makeup of the 64 election, including my dad, and his place in history. So I thought it's just an interesting sort of, right?
Yeah.
And also the fact that JFK and Goldwater actually liked each other very much and were very much looking forward to debating each other and running against each other, which was very different partisan times than we're in now.
Yeah, it would have been a different world.
Yeah.
For one thing, we would have gotten out of Vietnam before it started, practically.
Well, it might have been almost the perfect world.
In a world.
I just like to get him to do voice guy stuff like that. What's his name? Don LaFontaine.
Don LaFontaine.
Yes, he's the
who
with
is
us.
Also
Don LaFontaine.
Right.
Yes.
Yes. An eternal flame, though, in the voice deity world.
Sure.
Right?
And would have been my father-in-law had Janice and I got married before he passed on, but he's in Arlington as well.
Oh really?
Yeah. Okay. All right. This. Thank you for joining us for this segment of Dead People. Okay.
And he served on an aircraft carrier called the Belleau Wood, which is named after a World War I battle in which my grandfather fought.
He oh, wow.
One of the Devil Dogs.
Wow.
If it's one day.
Wow. We are a bunch of old people now. Not since the morning that I lent Jim my reading glasses that and you looked over and said, aw, old people helping each other. That's a swear.
Where did I leave my Werther's? That's probably with my dentures.
It really
but
was
Jim
adorable.
Was too manly to take them because they're too girly. He's like, these are girly greetings. Get these off my manly face.
Give me a manly magnifying glass or something.
They made him look like Dame Edna.
he would have rather taken a Colonel Klink monocle.
Yeah, Humphreys.
Hogan.
Hogan.
I met him once, actually.
Oh my God. We are really randomly off the road. You can tell we're like pre-vacation week because this is how we get.
Yeah.
This is how we roll.
My grandfather was named after Woodrow Wilson.
Really?
Okay, everybody just shut your pie holes, okay? Thanksgiving pie holes with your random
Wilson.
Family facts. You know what I think we have time for here? Because I get requests every year.
What?
I was going to launch into something else, but now we only have about a minute. I need my recipe music.
Oh.
I don't care what you say. Everyone loves my Thanksgiving sauerkraut. Every family has some weird dish they only serve at Thanksgiving.
It's disgusting.
It is delicious.
It's burned.
It is my Polish mom's speciality. I burned it. You're not supposed to burn it. Don't do that. Okay. A little bacon grease. I know. That's or you could use oil. Whatever.
Okay.
And then mushrooms and onions sautéed.
Could you use duck fat? Ooh, that would be good.
Ooh, duck fat.
Listen, you feel free to bone this up however you want. This is how it's done. Okay, sauerkraut. You drain it. Boil it a little bit, 20 minutes. Drain the water out. Then you put then saute the sauerkraut, and then what is it? Oh, damn. Dill! Dill is the magic ingredient.
And you always forget the dill.
Yeah,
what's the dill?
Salt and pepper.
What's the big dill?
And dill. No, not dill. D-I-L-L.
The Sarah Palin pronunciation.
The magic ingredient, and you saute.
Sorry, I beg dill.
Saute. Serve. Delicious. Delicious. Mm-mm-mm. Who cares what Chris says? Your family probably serves some stupid vegetable with candy in it. That's black. Only at Thanksgiving. I don't get it. Here, have some beans with Skittles. Now, what?
Well, we have the yam casserole.
Oh, hi, I'm Mary Pat. right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
It's a little childish and stupid, but then so is
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-1-2, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. I knew it. I knew that Ken and Barbie, your parents make that weird, it's like with the marshmallows, right?
Yeah, I never ate it, though.
Mm-hmm. Of course not. Yams. It's a yam cat with marshmallows.
Well, yeah.
I don't understand why it's the only holiday where people serve vegetables with candy in them.
Well, you know what I don't get is an aspic. I don't understand that.
Yeah. What is that?
It looks
it's like
it
a blood clot of some sort.
Yes. It looks like it should be dessert, but it's not.
Right. It's wrong on so many levels.
Yeah.
All right. So lots to get to. The Obamacare. What? Really? People still bitching about the how where? Well, what point are we in the crisis? Chiron crisis.
Mm-hmm.
The new Senator Cory Booker.
I care about solving the problems. And when you look at polls, they might not like politicians, but most people are saying right now, fix the dagnab thing.
Dagnab.
Dagnab.
How do you not love someone that uses the phrase dagnab? Dagnab it. Let's get these.
That Don Rumsfeld has used that.
Let's stop lollygagging.
My stars and garters.
Did your parents use that? Mine did.
Oh,
my mom always said, you two, lollygagging around the house.
I'll be a monkey's uncle.
I was one of those weird kids that used those phrases myself.
Yeah. Well.
I didn't have many friends.
Because you were the...
Say, quit lollygagging, will you?
You were the kid that had a nervous breakdown when the Lincoln Log didn't look exactly like it did on the box.
On the front of the box, yeah.
And so you would throw it?
Against the wall.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can I just say you are a weird adult? So that's the nice thing. Don't go changing. Anyway, what was my point? Oh, yeah, it is interesting. There's Jonathan Capehart wrote a great piece about this that referred to what Cory Booker was just talking about. He was referring to an editorial that said, Democrats may be stumbling right now, but at least they're trying. Would that Republicans did the same. It is long past time that they did. And he quotes another piece that says, other than hard partisans on the left and right, the majority of the public, moderate, fix-it Americans who simply want a sensible government, have nowhere to turn because the GOP is the party of nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, they're just the party, when you're the party of no, because they can bitch all they want. They have nothing to replace this with. They have no, when they talk about Republican ideas for health care, it really is hurry up and die.
Well, I don't know, put people on an ice floe. Oh, there aren't any ice floes anymore.
Right.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'm sorry. This ship has sailed. It has sailed. Mm-hmm. You are not going to now take insurance away from people that have never gotten, that never had it, and it's taken us 100 years to get health reform in this country. At any rate. All right, Marco.
Rubio. Mm-hmm.
This is nobody's fault on the Republican side that the exchange website isn't working. It's nobody's fault on the Republican side that millions of people are in fear of losing their existing coverage.
Right. Because Republicans have been so helpful every single step of the way.
Right.
Yeah. Jonathan Capehart's headline, the GOP is out to destroy the country. It's a little hyperbole, however.
No, not really.
It's not the entire Republican Party.
Yeah.
Ted Cruz, yeah, definitely.
Right. Yeah, and he's saying whatever political gains Republicans achieve in the short term come at the long-term expense of the country. And anyway, a lot of people have said that they're so busy crowing over, the president's... I mean, how could the president's approval ratings not be down with this constant 24/7, crisis Chiron? And the mainstream media is participating just as much as Republicans at this point. Anyway, he writes, even though the Affordable Care Act is much more than a website, the disastrous rollout of healthcare.gov has done a number on the president's standing with the American people. He's referring to the post-ABC poll, shows that his approval rating 42%, his 55% disapproval, the highest of his presidency. This would be a perfect time for the opposition to step forward with those alternative proposals. But I guess they're gathering those, and they will bring all that back
to you.
I'll try to find you some, and I'll bring them to you.
But the GOP is the party of zilch, as Ron Fournier so accurately described. And that's however you want to put it, party of zilch, party of nothing. I love this. Last Thursday, a group of House Republicans actually filed into Majority Leader Eric Cantor's Capitol Hill office suite and received a blank piece of paper labeled Agenda 2014. they're proud of that. They, yeah. They're like, yes, this is what we're going to do. Nothing. I'll be in Montauk.
Oh.
He'll be wintering in Montauk.
I'm wintering in Montauk. I can't be bothered.
He'll be wintering and perhaps antiquing, perhaps typhooning. However, this is what they, and I guess they're talking about, it's sort of like, oh, clean slate.
Mm.
But it is also indicative of nothing.
Yeah.
And they will do nothing on immigration reform, on any of it. It's what Nancy Pelosi was talking about the other day.
They're out to destroy America.
Thank you. Okay, Joe, and what purpose do you serve?
None. Okay. Well, none whatsoever.
Joe in Houston, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Joe.
Good morning, Ms. Miller.
Hello.
Real quick about your talking about Republicans and Obamacare with nothing to offer. First off, Republicans voted for this zero. So this is totally on the Democratic Party, totally on President Obama.
Right.
So now they
except that it's a Republican idea.
Okay. Well, it's not Republicare. It's Obamacare.
Oh, well. That's clever.
And second,
well,
if
you know the
came up,
Republicans assigned that name to it. That's not the name of the actual bill.
Well, he's actually accepted it. So he's accepted it. So
right, he accepted that Bob Dole and Mitt Romney and the Heritage Foundation, I guess, had a good enough idea that he would put that forward
and run with it.
Okay.
Right.
So now if Republicans came up with a cure-all, end-all idea,
that somehow didn't jive with your talking point, I guess.
No, that's fine. You can go back and say it's a Republican idea. That's fine. And
Is it not?
I'm going to be honest with you and tell you I don't know because I didn't follow politics back then.
Did you follow the last election at all? That Romney Care that was enacted in Massachusetts was exactly
a state run thing is not the same as a federal run thing, and I think we can Obamacare website proves that.
No, when he passed it, he said this should be a template for the country. When Mitt Romney passed that in Massachusetts,
it should be. The state should run their own insurance.
He said it should be a template for what the country does. And Barack Obama took him up on that. A lot of Mitt Romney's advisors came to the White House to advise them on how to make a national plan, as Mitt Romney had suggested.
Okay, last one. Okay. You said that Republicans
talking point, you mean
nothing.
Last one?
No, well, hey, I'll concede you that. I'll give you that whole entire argument. I'll concede that
one. All right,
thank
you.
And the second, you said that
you
Republicans
seem to be losing badly.
Nothing. No, I'm not.
All right.
I've got two or three people overstepping me on your show when I try to say something.
Okay,
you say that Republicans offer nothing to fix this Obamacare. So if Republicans came up with a cure-all, end-all idea, would we just repeal Obamacare? Would Obama just say, you know what, Republicans have a better idea than I do?
Right. Where is that idea?
It doesn't matter. Let's go utopian.
It doesn't matter. The president has said repeatedly during this whole debate, if you have better ideas, bring them forward. Let's fix it together.
They had a better idea to delay the individual mandate for a year. He didn't agree to that. Now 39 Republicans.
The mandate was their idea in the first place. Yeah. The mandate is a Republican idea, once again.
But who voted for it? If you have an idea, but you find out later it's not a good one and you don't vote for it, you say, hey, you know what?
The only reason they didn't vote for it was because it was the black guy's idea.
Thank you. It was a good idea
until
the black guy was for it.
It's over because you bring in race. See, you Democrats bring in race.
Well, why would you be against an idea that Bob Dole and Mitt Romney and the Heritage Foundation were for? Why?
Every idea they've ever had was a good idea? Is that what you're saying? That every idea
Well, why is it suddenly a bad idea when it's Obama's idea?
Why don't you vote Republican? If they come up with such good ideas, why don't you just vote Republican?
I don't think it's the best idea. I think single payer is the best idea.
Absolutely.
But that wasn't going to happen politically. We couldn't even get a public option.
Exactly. Because the country doesn't
I know
want
you
it.
Are. What am I?
What is Obama's rating right now? What is his rating right now? 37% of
42%.
42%. Well, I saw a CBS poll this morning. It says 37.
Okay,
CBS
well,
poll.
Then you
Not
must have
Fox
you
poll,
must have
CBS
won the
poll.
All right, well, you must have won the argument now, then.
CBS notorious liars.
So there. Touche. Ouch.
Yeah, but do you trust CBS News after the things they've done lately?
Yeah, what the crap.
All right. We kind of lost. That was like a cat toy thing.
I felt bad. At some point, I had to.
Well, if you like it too much, why don't you vote Republican?
Because they have no ideas.
Yeah, I love how these right wingers call in with their talking points all in a row, and then mm-hmm. you throw in a wrench into them, and their thoughts just scatter like it was thrown into a fan.
They don't train them to answer what I say.
No,
but
they're just. Are you starting to get that pause? There's like that pause. Okay, the next thing, yeah. And I'm like, I can almost hear them. Okay,
the pause is them thinking.
I don't have a talking point for
that. That wasn't supposed to happen. When I rehearsed that in my head, that wasn't supposed to happen.
I wasn't prepared to answer questions. You're supposed to listen to everything I say, and then I say, ha-ha, gotcha! That's how it works. Mm-hmm.
It's like someone that's been trained to play a sport really well, but they weren't intending on having to play against anybody.
Right, exactly.
He's like a great basketball player. Ah! You just blocked that shot!
Wait a minute.
What the hell?
What?
You're guarding me!
We didn't rehearse that!
I was already on the S in horse. Thanks. Great.
You're supposed to let me just get to the basket and stand there. Don't. What are
How
you doing?
How am I going to put the ball to the hoop if you're blocking me?
Hey, she tackled
me.
Is that
not fair?
Fair in football? I'm almost to the end zone here. You
hit me.
You bitch.
Hey, ow. I was trying to get the ball over the line and you knocked me down. Ow.
He's not trained for this. I enjoy us. Okay, 46 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
I love it! I don't get it, but I love it!
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller. I came to get down. I came to get down. So get down your feet and jump around. Jump around. Jump around. So are we getting down or jumping around? Jump
up, jump up, and you know what? Improvise, improvise.
Jump up and get down.
Ah, I got it. Right.
Or alternatively, you could put your hand up on my hip and then I dip and you dip and then we dip.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Sup.
Does that involve
gravity?
Oh, don't ever say that again.
Sup.
No.
What?
No.
Can I get a what? What?
Can I get a what? What?
No,
can I get
no.
a what?
No, you cannot get a what? What? Oh, you can get a no. No.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Jim, for that clumsy sponsor mention. 1-800-STEP-12 the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Why? Some people on the phones have some thoughts.
You think?
About our last caller, our last human talking point. Let's go to Cheryl in Connecticut. Hi, Cheryl. Welcome. Hi, Cheryl.
Hey.
Hi, go
ahead. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Hey, listen, I wanted to make 2 points. But first, I love your show.
Thank you.
And I listen as often as I can. I would love for you and others on the Progressive Radio, for all listeners and for really good journalism, to string together on a timeline the opposition that the Republicans, supported by the Tea Party, have had to this Affordable Care Act, which I refuse to call Obamacare, because in my opinion, that is the N-word version of health care. So, and the second point.
Well, right. They wouldn't want anyone to get the impression that it might be offering, I don't know, affordable care. That would
exactly.
be bad. Yeah.
Exactly. So the and it started really the opposition really started when he was elected, and then. So town hall, when they tried to help clarify for American people to do it in a way of decorum and civilness, these people literally came to these meetings with guns to scare people away from hearing about something that is good for them.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly right. Mike in L.A., you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Mike.
Hi, y'all. Yeah, I just wanted to preface with a defense of the trolls who call in and try to make these talking points in a row. They're being paid on a fee-for-service basis, so, you know, the number of points they get in affects
right.
how much they get paid for it. But also, I wanted to mention that the Republicans, once they've abandoned their own private enterprise health care plan, which is what got passed into law, now have the only remaining health care plan, which is medical malpractice tort reform. It's supposed to lower the cost of health care. It's been enacted in Texas, and it's a resounding failure.
Right, right. It's they want to stop people like trial lawyers that tend to be, you know, Democrats. Okay.
I'll trial lawyering stuff.
Yeah. Stephanie in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Steph.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, good.
Just to let you know, I'm not a pay troll. This is just the conservative black woman that's informed on the issues. And I was assuming that your show was about a healthy exchange of ideas, but now the more I listen to it, I realize that it's just about, you know, making fun of opposing people and laughing and playing little funny little soundtracks. But this is very serious.
That's pretty much it.
Obama has yet to prove that this is affordable and it doesn't work. Of course, this is not the first time in history that an opposing side has opposed something. That's why we have two parties. The point is that it has become law. He decides whenever he wants to impose certain parts of it, decides, oh, no, I don't want to do this, I want to do that. Let's just address
that. You mean make fixes so that it might work better, like when we started Medicare and Social Security?
Exactly. I agree. But my point is this. He had forever and a day since it became law to get this right. He had everything available to him, the best computer guys, the smartest people on the planet.
Do you think Medicare and Social Security were running perfectly 6 weeks after they launched?
And they still don't run well. That's the whole point, that the government has a problem when they take over something so big. He should have rolled
out a little bit. How is Medicare and Social Security not working?
Well, do you know anybody that's looking forward to retiring only on Social Security? That is a
better
thing.
Than retiring without Social Security.
Yeah. Exactly, but it's not as good. It won't afford you the quality of life that you would have grown accustomed to.
It wasn't meant to.
Right, but it is something that you've paid into your whole life.
Can we focus on Obamacare? He had an opportunity without any opposition from he had
without any opposition.
Sure,
the president.
I'm saying. So let me tell you. Okay, he picked the company to roll it out. He did everything. Now he's had a chance to roll it out. Do you think that the GOP installed some kind of bugs to make this fail? This is all admitted by him that he wasn't ready. Let's stop being shrill about this. And
he didn't say he wasn't ready. The website has some glitches. So do I. Do you remember when Microsoft? What was that one Microsoft program that they started?
Even just 2 years ago, Twitter was getting the fail whale every other day.
But you know what? But you know
now you don't have it.
Twitter. Hello. I'm talking Twitter.
Oh no. You did not.
You can eat my gravel dial tone soup now.
Wow.
I'm talking. You don't respond to me. Hey. No, I talk. Me, myself. Not you. Me.
Focus. Let's get back to affordable.
I thought we were having an exchange of ideas. But apparently she just wanted to say her side, and that's it.
Exchange of me hitting you in the head with a mouse.
Yeah, well, she started with a faulty premise.
Yeah.
I thought this was about a lively exchange of ideas.
No.
She says no.
And she didn't want to have an exchange of ideas.
No,
she wanted to
cram
her ideas.
Exactly. Down our throats.
Right. Just play your funny little... All right. You know what? That reminds me of one of our To Whom It May Concern letters, which that does not include any of us.
No.
None of us could really give a flying what you think.
No.
So we would not be anyone that would be concerned.
No. So that letter was not addressed but to us.
Concern
troll is always very concerned, but we are not. We do not give a... So please do not address anything to this organization that starts with To Whom It May Concern. I can assure you,
that would be the garbage
can. It
does
not concern any of us.
It concerns the garbage can. That's exactly it.
There you go. That's to whom it concerns.
And... Okay. Eh, boy. Okay, John in Louisville, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, John.
Hi, Stephanie. How are you doing today?
Good. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say I think Obamacare and Affordable Care Act is a fantastic idea. I just think it's an idea that just needed more refining before it rolled out. That's why we're having
more refining. You're right.
I think it's a good – I mean, it's fantastic that people can get insurance, but what I'm afraid of is that if it rolled out too soon with everything that's happening, what happens if it doesn't work with these people that were thinking they were going to get insurance and all this?
It's taken us 100 years to even get health reform, no matter how many presidents have tried. So, you know, you got to start. You got to, as the president says, move forward in some way.
The problem is it's needlessly complex. When
Medicare,
we had to placate a few Republicans
and
in order to get their votes.
And Medicare Part D, you could almost have put the exact same headlines in.
Right.
You know, and to, okay, that. And by the way, did I mention? Okay. 58 minutes after the hour, right back on the It Concerns No One show.
ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Sexy Liberal Bob Teska of Daily Banter coming up next hour.
Love him.
Sexy Liberal John Fugelsang tomorrow for Fridays with Fugelsang in hour number one. He is filling in for Bill Press. Right?
Yes, today and tomorrow.
Yeah, all 3 hours. Fugelsanging in hours. Very, very exciting. All right, 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. And tomorrow, booked on the big show, Sexy Liberal Jim Ward.
How did we get that booking?
With a huge... a JFK super segment tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right.
50-year anniversary.
Yeah. Yeah.
Assassination.
December 14th, Seattle, Sexy Liberal. Get it, Sexy Liberal on Facebook, Sexy Liberal on Twitter. Check it out. Phoenix, Saturday, February 15th. Madison, March 29th at the Barrymore Theater. And then, ladies and gentlemen...
Oh,
dear Republicans, this coming election year, progressives everywhere want to thank you from the bottom of our bleeding hearts for being you.
Don't!
From your war on women, thanks for pissing off half the country.
Oops.
To the government shutdown, absolutely brilliant.
You must be stupid.
We'd send flowers to each and every clown and carnival barker in your broken, dysfunctional party, but instead, we're throwing a party. On Saturday, May 10th, the world-famous Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour is coming to Albuquerque, New Mexico for some good old midterm mocking. Stephanie Miller and her sexy liberal players will perform live on stage at Popejoy Hall. Tickets are available online at unmtickets.com. Don't miss the sexy liberal Schadenfreude.
What the hell is that?
That's the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour, May 10th at Popejoy Hall in Albuquerque. Go to unmtickets.com.
All right, yes, don't forget, we're having scalper trouble again already.
Yep.
Make sure you go to sexyliberal.com, sexyliberal on Facebook for the proper ticket links, particularly for the big final 2013 show in Seattle. Do not go to a scalper site. Go right to Sexy Liberal. Find out the who's it. Oh, speaking of which, we get mail.
Oh, God, what happened now?
Sexy Liberal. Carlos sells Rocky every time he's in here. Actually, I need my apology music. The Stephanie Miller Show wishes to say once again, we did not mean to imply that Dick Cheney would shoot his gay daughter so that his straight daughter could win a Senate seat. We did not mean to imply that we felt he would take them on a hunting trip. Apologize, Carlos.
Could happen.
But he has shot someone before.
He was doing a little skit. Yeah, we're just saying. Okay. Oh, speaking of Sexy Liberal, Kyle in Albuquerque.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Mama. Oh, yeah, we got things to celebrate in Albuquerque, that's for sure. Even though SCOTUS upheld Texas's anti-choice measures, here in Albuquerque, we had a record turnout vote on a late-term abortion ban bill, and it was soundly defeated.
Yeah.
Yay. We had a higher voter turnout than we did for the last month's mayoral election. Albuquerque has had it with the self-righteous Christo-fascist forces trying to ram their ideology down our throats via the legislative means. Yay, Albuquerque.
Yay!
Yay, I'm proud of my city. Me too, Kyle. Goodbye. See ya, Sexy Liberal. See ya. Saturday, May 10th. All right. Yes, we have... they're lining up. Do we have more trolls on the troll line?
Yes, we do.
Oh, this is awesome. Jack in New York City wants to destroy me in a debate. Hello, Jack.
Hello, Stephanie.
Hello.
Can we have a civil debate here, or are you going to use your snarky little comments and not really support it with any facts?
I don't know. Let me check the name on the show. Oh,
Stephanie Miller.
Yes, I guess I can do what I want.
All right, let's preface this discussion with the fact that, just to let you guys know that I voted for President Obama. I did vote for President Obama the first time.
Of course you did.
The first time, I did, and I did not the second time.
I don't know why I'm calling BS on you already.
Listen, believe me or not, I don't care. I voted for him the first time because I was fed up with what was going on in our government, and I honestly believed that he was going to usher in a new hope and change, and that really hasn't worked out so well, has it?
How's that hope and change thing working out for you?
Yeah, how's that twitty-quitty thing working out for Sarah Palin? That
hope and change. Hope and change, right? That really worked out good. So
because he got such unprecedented help from the Republican side, didn't he?
Not one Republican voted for the health plan, and it's
failed.
Scott Brown did. So
it's failed. It just started six weeks ago. It's failed.
And it's failing. It's failing miserably.
No, it's not.
One of the things I wanted to talk to you.
You guys said the same thing about Medicare in the 60s.
You don't want to accept truth, dude. Yeah. You just want to keep steamrolling with your own opinions.
It's failing.
It's failed.
Okay. Now, there's an article. New York City's.
So it's already in the past tense.
Hospitals. New York City's most prestigious hospitals aren't going to cover many of the Obamacare plans. It's in the news today. So not only did he lie that you could keep your doctor, your health plan, you can't keep your doctor.
So the insurance companies have always been they're poor and beleaguered, and they're having to do these things.
Another lie there. That's another lie. So you can't keep your insurance plan. You can't keep your doctor. And it's happening
for some
people
because some insurance companies have made those decisions, not President Obama.
Wow, he sure did destroy me.
He'll be bragging about that at the bar all day.
I showed her.
Remember Stephanie from Chicago, the black conservative caller who called in and trolled us last? Mm-hmm. Apparently she's a professional troll.
Uh-huh.
She said that she is not a troll.
Her name is Stephanie Trussell.
She says she is not a troll, Chris.
She has a public Facebook page that says
she is a proud black woman.
She says proud black conservative Republican spreading the truth about empowerment versus entitlement, born in Chicago and raised on the West Side, but never voted for Obama. She is professional enough to have her own public Facebook page.
Ain't that the way it is these days? Anybody
Does it
that
have
can,
a picture of the bridge she lives under?
Anyone with an opposable thumb that can dial a phone has their own website.
Yes.
I am a professional radio caller.
If you should go to Facebook, search for Stephanie Trussell, T-R-U-S-S-E-L-L, in parentheses, public page, and let her know how you feel.
Okay. All right. Respectfully. Okay. Our friend Dana Milbank writes about the GOP's scary movie strategy. House Republican leaders could not have been more blatant in their attempts to frighten Americans if they had emerged from their weekly meeting wearing hockey masks and carrying chainsaws.
I think they might, actually.
The American people are very, very worried, said Eric Cantor. Moms.
Very worried. Even in Montauk.
I never heard the end of it in Montauk. Moms and dads are worried they're going to lose their health care plan. Individuals who are going onto the healthcare.gov website are beginning to fear perhaps their identity will be stolen. Cancellations, broken promises, premiums are going right through the roof, said John Boehner. Majority Whip Kevin McCarthy, you won't be able to keep your doctor. Representative Tim Murphy, right now, healthcare.gov screams to those who are trying to break into the system. If you like my healthcare info, maybe you can steal it. Representative Michael Burgess, a Republican of Texas, rather than getting better, it may be getting worse. These initial problems break the surface of the deeper issues
that lie ahead.
For not just the law, but for the American people that must live under
the law. We're
going to
need a bigger boat.
Survive Obamacare. Okay. Dana writes, let's hope the new healthcare plans have generous coverage for anti-anxiety medicine. The Republican scary movie hit strategy has some logic to it. If they can frighten young and healthy people away from joining the healthcare exchanges, they'll become expensive and unmanageable.
Self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah, but all you need are beer koozies for that.
Right. Here's a free beer koozie. If you have a thresher accident, good luck.
Like dirt.
Poor dirt.
Or dirt murder.
Where did you pull that out of?
What?
You're like, what did you get your hand caught in a thresher?
He said he was a farmer, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Farmers use threshers.
Right, but don't more people get,
dirt furrowed under the thresher?
Caught in the corn silo or something? That happens.
A corn silo?
Yeah, that happens on farms. Okay, those sabotaging the new law should be careful.
You don't get limbs ripped off by getting caught in...
Well, you can get suffocated.
Like in the movie, the Amish movie, that thing with...
The guy.
Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
I thought mine was funnier.
Right. That's true.
Okay.
It was more dramatic.
Yeah, you know.
Those snakes. Sabotaging the new law should be snakes. Careful what they wish for. Yeah. Instead of killing a law, they're likely to make it more expensive to taxpayers. This is a good point.
Yeah.
If costs are more than 3% higher than anticipated in the first few years of Obamacare, the federal government will have to pick up at least half of the additional expense.
Well, that's the Republican plan, though. We had to burn the country in order to save it.
Mm-hmm. Right, but Dana points out something important. He says Republicans, of course, hope their sabotage will lead to the program's repeal, but the exchanges are unlikely to fail. They're working more or less as intended in states that have supported the launch. The likelier outcome, Republicans will achieve nothing but an increase in the federal deficit about which they profess to be concerned. At the end of this spooky section... session with the press.
Drew is very concerned.
Boehner asked if he had any plans to pass any health care legislation before the end of the year.
Hello!
He said no decisions on what it is we may or may not do. But the one thing is certain, our members are going to continue to collect stories.
You're watching their stories.
Don't bother us. We're collecting scary stories, everybody. Oh, this person is paying $4 a month more than they were.
But now their insurance
is comprehensive. Whoa. I'm losing
you
it. I'm losing it. Okay. They all have abnormal brains. That's the problem.
Abby something.
I cannot help them. I cannot help them with that hump. Okay. 17 minutes after.
Perhaps I could help you with that hump.
What hump?
17 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Coming up after this commercial, I will be talking even louder.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Working.
Kitty sleeping on a keyboard and it says procrastination cat will do it tomorrow. Do it now. Go to meeting with HD Faces. Do it. It is the powerfully simple way to meet and collaborate online with your team. Now you can even present from your iPad. Do it. Try it free for 30 days. Visit gotomeeting.com. Click the try it free button. Use the promo code Stephanie. Do it, procrastination cat. Really cat. Oh, by the way, we have some farm facts.
Oh, yeah.
From Chris in Yankton. Hey, guys, a person could lose a limb in a grain silo, though probably they would lose it in the auger that was filling the silo, not the silo itself. Though you could fall off the silo, I suppose many have. Chris in Yankton with some farm facts from a farm boy. We were referring to Dernt, our favorite farmer who may or may not get his arm caught in a thresher. Hey, Dernt in Wisconsin says Obamacare don't work. And he wants to talk about it. Hello, Dernt.
Don't come around here no more.
I know there's a lot of joking and funny stuff on your show and whatnot. Some of us out here in the heartland, our health care plan is working just fine.
If it's healthcare you're looking for,
we don't need the government to make us change to something else.
Don't come around here no more.
I'm a hard-working farmer. I don't go to the doctor.
You expect a good MD.
I don't appreciate...
What if your arm gets cut off by a thresher?
If your thresher takes a knee.
Well, you know what? I've paid a lot of taxes over the years.
If it's healthcare you're looking for.
That's my plan.
Don't come around here no more.
That doesn't sound good. I'd get to a doctor if I were you.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
What do you need two arms for anyway?
Oh,
dear
God.
Oh, my God.
Okay. We were talking yesterday about the Koch brothers paying these, you know, kids to try to talk other kids out of getting health care.
Yep.
Because that's wise. Julie writes, Steph, I bet for every young conservative who signs a dopey Coke pledge, 10 will walk by the free beer koozie and fakey-fake hipsters handing them out and just be reminded they have to check healthcare.gov or their mom will never quit bringing it up. That's true. Because most people, you know, families don't want to be bankrupted over your dopey kid not getting insurance before they, you know, whatever, get in an accident texting OMG LOL or whatever it is.
Sure, or diving off a houseboat during spring break.
Right, zip lining or whatever the kids are craziness they're doing.
Zip lining?
Isn't that the new bungee jumping?
I've done that.
Not Costa Rica.
Really?
All right.
No, it's not. No, bungee jumping is...
Hey, speaking of the young conservative kids, say what you will about the young conservatives of Texas. They are a busy lot, although they've had to cancel their immigrant hunt after backlash. They were planning a lovely racist campus-wide game. Volunteers would walk around the UT campus with tags that say illegal immigrant. And if UT student caught one of them, they can bring them back for a $25 gift card.
Oh. Or a beer koozie.
Or a beer koozie.
Kids will do anything for a beer koozie.
These kids today, they're something. Scamps.
Or a 2-liter bottle of Pepsi.
Like an unwise younger Chris LaVoy did.
That's right.
Sue in Rockville, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Sue.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I'm going to refute a couple trollers, if it's okay with you.
Okay.
But first, Jim, I'm so looking forward to tomorrow because I really,
me too.
I believe you completely. I just want a good, coherent list of why.
Right. And as people have asked, and I would like this too, Jim, is for like a layperson's that is not steeped in the...
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
Like a 101.
Okay.
JFK 101.
So,
okay, go ahead.
So the angry black lady, conservative, okay, first of all, she just
the professional?
She says she pretends to say facts, she's lying. There was never enough money budgeted.
Right.
The Republicans thwarted funding the building of the website every single way, not to mention all the hacking that's been going on, which has also been confirmed.
Mm-hmm.
So she is just, of course, lying.
Right.
Now,
But
the
she's also a fill-in radio host in Chicago that only got the position by winning a contest. So there's that.
See how easy it is to give you, if you're any right-wing dope, to get a radio show?
Yeah. Yeah. There's enough money. Unfortunately,
you won a contest. Here's a show.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Now, the guy who called earlier about the ACA being a failure and how the Democrats pushed it through. You know, the Republicans are supposedly the party of personal responsibility. So what the ACA does is make everyone personally responsible for their own health care by giving them insurance so that we, the people, don't have to absorb the cost of all those ER visits, which is what we're doing. So if he wants to go back to the old way, I would like him to call the show back. Hey, Fidian, I'm talking to you. And I want you to send Stephanie, call back, give Travis your phone number, your address, and when ER bills come in, we'll send them to you instead of sending them to me.
You are particularly feisty this morning.
Thank you.
All right.
Chris Yankton wrote about Social Security in relation to the Affordable Care Act.
Mm-hmm.
When Social Security began, 28% of senior citizens lived in poverty. Now with Social Security, it's down to about 12%, so obviously we need to get rid of it, since even with it, all seniors aren't living like ritzy old Eurotrash in Monaco with their pet unicorns that fart glitter.
Thank you, Chris. Okay. Ron in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Ron.
Hey, how you doing, Stephanie?
Hi.
Hey, got one question and two comments. I think one of the comments is going to repudiate that the black conservative that you had earlier. The one question I had first, this is all with the Affordable Health Care Act. The question was, you know, I hear from Republicans about basically their solution was to send, to have the health care to go over state lines. So I guess that was the one question I had.
Right. That seems to be their only solution, but that's or only idea, and it's a bad idea.
Right. Okay. Because it shows me that they have no solution whatsoever. And I guess the two points that I wanted to mention, if you don't mind, against the black conservative.
Yes.
I was listening to what she said, and she said nothing about an alternative plan. So it's like as soon as I saw that, I was like, wait, you just killed your own argument because you didn't come up with a plan of your own that the Republicans have to offset what the Democrats have already done.
Right, exactly. By the way, next time I'm interviewed and people ask me how I got my start in radio, I'm going to say I want it in a contest. Good luck, kids.
Mm-hmm.
29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
I am not going through menopause.
Are you sure? You said that with the testy bark of an old biddy.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it, 34.
Testy bark of an old biddy.
1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Senator Ron Johnson, Republican of Wisconsin, on the Affordable Care Act.
We were promised that the health care law would actually decrease costs,
right.
But all the added costs, all the added coverages, all the added mandates have increased costs.
No.
But will Obamacare cover Ron Johnson?
That's right, right. Yes, in fact, it will now, even preventatively. Governor, Rick Perry, Republican.
I believe that a blue state governor has got to feel that they can put health care plans in their state together better than some bureaucrat in Washington, D.C.
Right. That was the way it was designed to work, and that's why it's working so well in the states that enacted their own exchanges, unlike Texas.
Oops.
Sorry. Pardon me. Okay, Matt in Chicago. Hello, Matt.
Hello.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi, go ahead.
Well, I think that some of the right-wing callers you've been getting today are a great example of what's happened to the Republican Party. They're good at talking points, but have no critical thinking skills.
Yes, right.
Yes.
And the Republican Party has always been good at talking points because they can't just come out and say what they're really for, tax breaks for their millionaire buddies and corporations that give campaign contributions.
Yep.
So instead, they start with, government is bad, so taxes are bad, therefore I won't raise any taxes, even against corporations that aren't paying their fair share.
Yeah. No, that's exactly right. Well, I mean, like we were saying, they're not prepared for someone to play defense. They're, you know, it's all these, like, sort of offensive talking points that then they don't have, when you counter it with actual facts, they have nothing, then they're done.
Mm-hmm.
Then
there's no substance.
Right. Then it's the throwing the gun at you because they're out of bullets. Just like, okay, well, here. Right?
Yes.
Okay. Evelyn in Miami, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Evelyn.
Hi, how are you?
Good, go ahead.
Good. I'm 72, so it's been a lot of years since I've had to buy contraceptives. But under the Obamacare Act...
Me too, but for entirely different reasons, by the way. But go ahead, sorry.
But anyhow, young people could get their contraceptives, young women could get their contraceptives covered by Obamacare, and I understand they run anywhere from $75 to $100 a month for a packet of pills. So if they pay $100 a month for Obamacare, then they get health insurance and their contraceptives just coming out ahead. I think they need to talk about that a little bit more.
Well, I mean, that's, you know, one thing that I think has just, you know, not been said enough is that being a woman was a pre-existing condition in anything to do with your lady parts. And it just, it has never been fair. All right. Speaking of lady parts for whom I feel, you know, sympathy, Mary Pat.
Oh, God.
Hi, I'm Mary Pat Christie. Who wants casserole? We don't know why. We just love his wife's name. Because it sounds like an SNL character.
I like to cook with marshmallows on everything.
I do. I sense that many, many dishes in the Christie household are served with marshmallows.
Here's an ambrosia.
Mm. I made a nice ambrosia. With extra marshmallow. Okay, Governor
Yuck.
Chris.
I love ambrosia.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I love ambrosia.
It looks like something your dog threw up.
Your dog?
Ow. Oh, Max, not ambrosia again.
Oh, this is good ambrosia.
That is the most disgusting sound in the world. Dog stomach, you can hear it from across
no.
the house.
Cats do it too. Cats sound the same way.
Right, but they always wait till they're right next to you to actually do it. You're like, oh,
look, mommy, look what I did.
It's like a heartbeat getting closer and...
Jazz always waits until he gets on the bed.
Oh.
Right.
Until he does.
It's right.
Like,
so daddy can see it.
Yeah.
Look what I did.
Thanks.
That sound that dirt makes. Governor Chris Christie.
You can refuse to run a state-based exchange because you know that this whole process is a train wreck.
Right.
As I've done in New Jersey. But not then subscribe to the notion that your job in running the government is to close it. Your job in running the government is to run it.
Yeah. All
right. Right.
Like
it should be your job to run a state exchange like they are right next door to you in Connecticut and doing a great job so that people can actually get insurance.
Technically, Connecticut's not right next door. It's got New York in the way.
Ambrosia eater.
Sorry. I just have to point that out.
Okay.
I wonder if Eric Cantor eats ambrosia and mom talk.
No. That is so, like, you know, low class.
Hey!
Okay, Amanda in New York, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Amanda.
Hello, Ms. Miller. Good morning to you and the Mooks.
Hello.
Good morning.
I just wanted to call in reference to the last caller calling me a right winger who can't think for herself. As a Republican with liberal views, I have to just say that that is slightly incorrect because I believe my money is belongs to me.
Wait, so, you're a Republican with liberal views?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
That makes no sense.
It means that I'm half and half, and it makes perfect sense. And you're obviously going to disagree because arguing with a liberal is like arguing with a sixth grader.
But you're a liberal. You said so.
Yes.
Wait. So, you said you're a Republican with liberal views.
And so you're a liberal.
Okay, I'm a liberal. But I just don't like to be called a person who doesn't think because I do. And it's really confusing, mm-hmm. as you, as a woman, Stephanie, you're openly gay.
Right.
It's clear that you're
really
just
gay.
Bisexual. You are bisexual.
I am. All right. Well,
you are.
I think. I think it's been quite a while since I've seen one of those. All right. And scene. All right.
Right. Okay.
Oh, okay. That's what Jim's always hoping.
She's a Republican with liberal views.
Right.
But arguing with a liberal is like arguing with a five-year-old, sixth grader,
right.
Whatever.
Whatever.
And I'm clearly bisexual.
That makes no sense.
Jim keeps hoping. Okay. Every elevator ride every day, he's like,
oops, I slipped.
We're going down anyway. How about
that? Oh, seriously? Really?
We're going down.
And the elevator.
Maybe that's what the pilot meant.
Elevator shaft. Chris, really? Will in Ohio. Hello, Will.
So imaginative.
Disappointed in you.
Good morning, guys. Happy Thursday.
I think I care. Hi, Will.
Hello. I was actually calling. I'm not a, a Republican with liberal views? Is that what you
Yes.
Yes.
He's confused.
I don't know what that is. No, I was curious exactly how much money should be
spent. By the way, since I'm bisexual, what are you doing tonight, Will?
Oh.
Hey.
My wife like that. But I'm curious how much money should be spent on healthcare.gov to get it up and running. What dollar amount, I guess?
Well, all of the experts said that it would cost more than Kathleen Sebelius was scraping pennies together because the Republicans wouldn't give her the money that experts said was needed to implement.
They didn't release the money until 3 months before the implementation of the Obamacare website.
How much were the experts saying was needed to build it? Because I haven't heard any of that.
I don't have the exact in front of me, but I do know that Kathleen Sebelius was there begging for money that she said was necessary, and the Republicans said no, as they do to everything.
Gotcha.
Okay. All right. Nancy. Okay.
Why is it easy today to swap
them
down?
Come on, people. Step up your game. God. Lenny in Virginia, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Lenny.
Hey, Steph, it is so great to talk to you and the crazy guys there.
Yes.
And I'm so glad to hear you're bisexual. I have hope once
me
again.
Me too. I was so concerned about what I was going to have for dinner, and now I've...
Well, no concern. Hey, I'm all for the health care. I voted for the president, and I'm the guy who single-handedly, I think, came for this. I'm 56. I make a good living. I get no discounts. But I've had a miserable time getting insurance over the years that works. So I'm all for it. I think in order to get this across to people, we have to stop laughing at the other side. We have to recognize some of the concerns they have that are, I think there are some legitimate concerns.
Sure.
Nobody
that calls here seems to have one, but yes, I agree with you.
The lady that called up a couple calls ago who said a young person can pay $100 for birth control pills or they can pay $100 to Obama and get free pills. We have to stop talking about free stuff. It really isn't free. We really do all pay for it. Let's just acknowledge that.
Right.
And I think that would take us a big step forward if we say, hey, this is a change. Yes, it's going to have a couple. You got to pay for it. It's going to cost you something.
Right, but to save us all money over the long haul, because, you know, all of these millions of Americans will not be uninsured and using the emergency room for primary care, which we all pay for. Sounds crazy. Okay. Pamela in Virginia, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Pam.
Yes.
Hello, Pam. Go ahead.
Hey, Steph. Hi. Okay, so first of all, see, you might be an honorary black woman, but I am a black woman.
Oh.
Okay. So let me, I just want to address homegirl as a black woman would, since you can't. Okay. So she is tripping. She's talking about she's a black conservative. Girl, get. That's like being a black, a Republican that's gay. Don't do that to yourself. Okay. She is acting like it's because she on Facebook and whatever and read a couple of articles from The Blaze or something that she may know what she's talking about. That is not the truth. And the thing that really made me mad about what she said was she wasn't saying nothing. And she the type of black chick that'll talk to other black chicks or other black people and get them messed up and confused about what's going on and have us voting against our interests. Again, girl,
Pamela.
Get.
Girl, mm-hmm. Get.
Get, girl. Pamela, perhaps you don't understand her credentials. She won a radio show in a contest. So,
girl,
a little
respect. Look. My 11-year-old just won the coloring contest, and she is not fitting to be a Picasso. Don't do that.
Yes.
I will tack your next phone call onto my refrigerator, though. All right, 45 minutes after
girl,
the hour.
Girl, get.
Get. That's our new salutation.
Mm-hmm. Girl, get.
Instead of goodbye. All right, 45 minutes. Don't. You were trying to do the neck. Don't do it.
Oh,
don't do it. Don't
do the neck thing.
45 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Call Stephanie now. She's easy. 1-800-STEPH-12.
Stephanie Miller.
Oh, wow. 70s synthesizer.
That's actually 80s. That's
80s?
New edition. That's Bobby Brown.
Wow.
And wow. 50 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number toll free from anywhere. Happy pre-Thanksgiving week. Who wants ambrosia?
I do.
Oh, God.
I take it back. The glycemic index of this ambrosia is worse than the natural stuff.
Oh, God.
This hour brought to you by, okay. Let's go to Peggy in L.A. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Peg.
Hi. Okay. When we keep talking about all these rich corporate-type Republicans and everything advertising against Obamacare, we keep acting like it's just because they're anti-Obama. But something everybody's forgetting, think back to the old 40s movies where they used to talk about a company town. If you are working for somebody right now and you have a child with problems, I mean, you're under insurance with your company, you've got a kid, which is most Americans, you've got a kid with problems, you've got a heart flutter, whatever, you can't change jobs because you can't leave the insurance. They can do anything they want to. They can control you. They can keep you from promoting. You can't leave.
Right.
But with Obamacare, you can, in between, while changing jobs, you can leave that job, be looking for another job, and if you get stuck and can't find one right away, you can go on Obamacare.
Yeah.
Nobody's talking about that.
Yeah, my only hope for keeping the mooks is because the radio business is in such a hole right now. Otherwise, you know, you could leave your crappy dead-end job with your bitchy boss.
Sure.
Good luck. Okay. At least you have health care is all she's saying. All right. Governor Bobby Jindal, who, by the way, if you can't get affordable care, can exorcise your bunions.
Mm.
He's a well-known exorcist, as
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yes.
He exorcised the demons of his college girlfriend.
Right. But does his head spin around? That's what I want to know.
Hello, Bobby.
Does your head spin around?
That was his ex-girlfriend. What? Yeah, here's his head. Her head spins around.
Thank you for taking me out for pea soup. Your mother soaks socks in jail.
What?
What? What? Governor Bobby Jindal.
We're going to allow people to buy insurance across state lines. We're going to allow people to form voluntary purchasing pools. We're going to revamp the tax code so we don't punish people who are trying to buy health savings accounts or tax advantage spending. We're going to change the tort laws.
That's it. That's all you got.
There's no going to be no more torts. Just pies. That's what we're going to do down here in Louisiana.
Jason in D.C., you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome, Jason.
Hey, my big question is going to be 5 years from now, if the health care costs have spiraled up like most government programs, can we admit that it's a failure, or are we going to try to, like, cover it up like we do with all government programs and spend even more money on it?
Like Medicare and Social Security, you mean?
Yeah, absolutely. The fundamental basis when you stuck the policies in place where this could afford, where these programs are going to work, and the answer, you never heard any of these programs where they're saying, oh, we're collecting too much money.
Right. So if we had privatized Social Security as George Bush wanted us to do,
I know you don't.
What would have happened if we privatized Social Security? All those people would be, old people would be eating cat food now, wouldn't they? When the market crashed?
I don't know. Did it have to go into the stock market, or could people have bought bonds with the money?
Yeah, they'd be eating cat food.
Yeah, no one ever loses money on the stock
market. No, not at all.
No, no, that's always a safe bet there.
Wow.
Right. By the by, Michael Hilsick, wow, he's just like a record melting down, then I came back. Hey, Michael Hilsick in the L.A. Times yesterday wrote a great piece, Jim, The Myths of Obamacare's Failure. We've already heard that today from one troll, that Obamacare has failed.
Yeah.
Michael writes, attacks on the Affordable Care Act have stepped up over the last week or so. You'd think the health care reform known as Obamacare is leading to the wholesale loss of affordable insurance by huge
sectors
of the American public, many of whom will be impoverished by being forced into low-quality health plans at exorbitant prices. That's the media storyline, isn't it? You'd think the entire reform is on life support, as the usually judicious National Journal put it today, speculating Democrats may soon start calling for its repeal. Don't buy the hype. The numbers tell an entirely different story. What they also demonstrate is that the myth of Obamacare's failure is a product of the same Republican noise machine that has been working to undermine this crucial reform since day one. It's assisted by news reporting.
Yep.
Thank you. About canceled health policies that typically ranges from woefully misinformed to spectacularly ignorant, even if it's best incomplete. And one after another of these Obamacare horror stories have been shot down that have been featured prominently in the media. Indeed, the spectacle of Democrats panicking over bad news on Obamacare resembles the herds of giraffes one sees on the Serengeti being stampeded by swarms of tsetse flies. Here's a lesson the giraffe should teach the Dems. Stampeding leads only to injuries and death and doesn't solve the tsetse fly problem. That is brilliant. Thank you. I just wanted to say tsetse fly.
Tsetse fly.
It's fun.
Fly.
What's essential here is to examine how many people are being thrown off their existing health plans by Obamacare and forced into costlier plans with lesser benefits, the category of Obamacare quote-unquote victim garnering most of the hand-wringing attention. It's also important to measure that figure against the number of people who will unquestionably be helped by Obamacare. We have to break here, but I will give you the fun facts after the top of the hour. You're about to learn the number of victims is much smaller than you're being led to think and is swamped by the ranks of beneficiaries. That's what I was saying. They are focusing all the media coverage on one or two scare stories when there are zillions of these stories that are people that are benefiting.
Zillions with a Z.
Right. Like tzitzi.
Tzitzi.
Okay. 58 minutes after the
zillions.
Hour.
Zillions. Zillions of tzitzi
flies. Actual facts and Bob Seska of Daily Banter as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh my. How ruthlessly absurd.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Stephanie Miller Show. Thank God. We're still on the air. The Rob Ford reality show got canceled after one episode.
Oh, no.
What? That blows.
Hey.
Alrighty then. Maybe Representative Trey Riddell, our very own cocaine congressman, will get a Republican
from Florida. Yeah.
We'll get a show now. Who knows? 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Sexy liberal Bob Seska of the Daily Banter coming up at the bottom of the hour. Speaking of which, kids, the final 2013 extravaganza in Seattle. Tickets going very, very quickly for December 14th. Then we got Phoenix up next. That is Saturday, February 15th, mm-hmm. correct? Madison, Saturday, March 29th. Albuquerque, Saturday, May 10th. That's right. Oh, you're going to the Phoenix,
the Phoenix one.
Yeah.
Stephanie Miller is an American political commentator, comedian, and host of The Stephanie Miller Show.
Haven't I read that somewhere before?
May I continue? Miller's Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour brings together three liberal comedians for an evening of liberal humor and comment.
That's it. You're lifting the script straight from Wikipedia. Here, let me do this. On Saturday, February 15th, the original Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour is coming to Phoenix, Arizona, and will perform live at the Orpheum Theater.
The Orpheum Theater is a 1,364-seat theater.
Seriously, knock it off. Tickets are available by going to Ticketmaster.com. Don't miss your chance to see the authentic, one-of-a-kind, never-copied Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour. February 15th, live at the Orpheum Theater. Get your tickets now. Go to Ticketmaster.com.
Woohoo!
And the Orpheum is a beautiful theater.
Oh, it is.
Yes.
Spectacular. And you will be there wearing something tight.
You told me to.
And opening up the show.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
That's the important thing. All right, let me give you more of these. I will post this up at Stephanie Miller Show Facebook. Mm-hmm. Michael Hiltzik's article in the LA Times. But because we're getting so much, what's the word? Lies. Lies on the program.
Yeah.
It's especially trolly this morning, isn't it?
Yes, especially mm-hmm. from people who won talk shows in a contest.
Oh, really?
Oh, look, I won my license to perform brain surgery in a contest.
That's how Ron Paul got his job at LensCrafters, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not to disparage the ophthalmologists at LensCrafters.
Right.
They're actually quite good.
Yes, right. They are. I've used them before.
Indeed. Okay, the myths of Obamacare's failure, and we already set this up in last hour, but we can decently estimate, because people need to understand the actual numbers for all this crisis coverage on TV. We can decently estimate the market for individual policies is about 30 million people. Of those, more than 20 million are uninsured. For virtually all of them, Obamacare is an unalloyed blessing. The CBO estimates about 81% of all individual policyholders will be eligible for income-based insurance subsidies. The uninsured, 81%. The uninsured population skews poorer than the total individual market, so an even higher proportion of them are likely to be subsidized. The ACA also forbids insurers to base the cost and availability of insurance on pre-existing conditions, which has kept millions out of the individual market.
Yeah.
Okay, so what about the individual policyholders? They number somewhere between 8.5 and 9.5 million. The vast majority of these customers, two-thirds, spend less than a year in the individual market, according to the latest study. People use individual insurance to bridge from periods of coverage from employers or public programs like Medicaid. If three-quarters of the individual customers will be eligible for subsidies, that leaves 2.1 to 2.4 million Americans paying the full freight. The last piece of the puzzle, the murky, is how many of this last group will be paying higher prices for lesser coverage, the emblematic Obamacare quote-unquote victims. Even if it's all of them, at most, they account for less than 1% of the country. But plainly, they're not all paying more for less. We know this because the individual market is where people have been getting ripped off by overpaying for inadequate coverage, junk insurance in many cases. It's where premiums are driven up and coverage constrained by pre-existing conditions. Those practices gone now with Obamacare. One-third of these customers may be charged more for less, which sounds reasonable, if perhaps a little high. I've heard from dozens of readers who claim to be in that group, but my experience, which I guess is matched by most of my journalistic colleagues, is that most of them aren't examining their options very well. They're not calculating their costs beyond their premiums, the free services mandated by Obamacare they're not getting today, for instance. They're not factoring in the rate increases on their existing plans they've been hit with in the past and would face again, but will be limited under Obamacare. And he was saying, you know, it's not to say some of these cases do not exist, but one of the big things they're forgetting is like, okay, you have a great plan you like now. If you get sick, you could have lost, you could lose it or get your premiums jacked anyway. So anyway, The rest of it, he says, the bottom line is we're down to about 0.25% of the country being paraded around to set the agenda for everybody else, fewer than 2 million people. Compare that with the number of people who are being denied health insurance, say, in 21 states that have refused to expand Medicaid, as the ACA allows them to do, largely at federal expense. That group numbers about 5 million. Do you hear the horror stories about that?
Mm-mm.
I mean, this is a great point. In nearly every case, they're being deprived of health coverage by Republican governors or legislatures or both. That should tell you the Republicans who are carrying on about Obamacare's failure don't really have your welfare in mind any more than the characters hawking diet plans on late-night TV really want you to get thin. The fact is, Obamacare is here to stay. Its consumer protections are worth real money to tens of millions of consumers, and it's vastly expanding the insurance market. The politicians claiming they're only out to fix a broken program are playing you for suckers, and not for the first time. Thank you, Michael Hilsick. For doing the actual numbers. Thank you.
He's a business writer, so he knows from what he speaks.
A public service.
Yes.
Okay. Let's go to Joe in L.A. Hi, Joe. Welcome.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, the hypocrisy, that's what I got to say.
Mm-hmm.
That's where my right-wing, conservative, college-educated brother-in-law is today. He's in the hospital for a valve replacement and a double bypass.
Hey.
And he blames everything. He blames everyone else, and he's on Medi-Cal and on food stamps.
Oh boy, oh boy. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, what was the piece we read the other day? It was so great about just, you know, that is supposed to be the basis of this whole, you know, our idea even as a country. Like, there but for the grace of God go I.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we still help him even though he rails against government programs.
Damn brown people.
We don't know if he rails against
it. I don't think so.
Okay. Brian in L.A., you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Brian.
Hello.
Hello.
So here's my question. If, mm-hmm. if we're trying to fix, the economic argument is we need to stop paying for people to go to the emergency room that can't pay, and that's on the taxpayer's dime.
Right.
So we needed to roll out a $1 trillion program to do that.
Okay, where are you getting $1 trillion from?
The CBO.
$1 trillion?
Really? Maybe it's a kajillion. Maybe it's a kid number. Okay.
I've never seen a $1 trillion price tag attached to this, ever.
Did Rocky Mountain Mike send along a right-wing troll boy? I believe he did. I don't know what it is, the trolling that I think that it's ever been, don't you think, Jim?
11 gajillion zeros.
Trolly, trolly, trolls. Hi, Jim in Chicago.
Hi, Stephanie. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Question. Comment, really. I remember when in Chicago, Channel 2 went out and they went to homeless people on the streets and they were offering them jobs. And none of them wanted jobs. And I'm thinking, this is a lot like Obama's insurance. You're going up to all these people asking them, we should give you this health insurance. Nobody wants this crap. They're already covered by county hospitals. They're already getting health care. Why would they want to pay money for any of this?
Right, but then, right. See, we're all paying money for those same people. That was the point we were just asking.
Yeah, this, it's a free market solution.
Okay. I've been listening to your show.
Yep.
Since I first sat on my remote.
Yep, hello.
I'm a small business owner who likes to listen to both sides. I've got some lame, half-baked opinions, like Obama is a Kenyan, and a list of Fox News talking points to get through, like a right. Boy, talking out my ass about subjects I don't even know, and hogging up all your phones, like a right-wing troll boy, speaking up the airwaves of TV and radio.
Thank you. Thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike. Thank you.
But the people don't want it. They're just forcing it down their throats. Just, they didn't want it.
just reviewing the numbers from the Michael Hiltzik piece, less than 1% of us, that is, who might vaguely, less than 2 million people might vaguely be considered, you know, somebody as an Obamacare victim because they're,
yeah.
Right, they're getting comprehensive insurance shoved down their throat. So that's bad. Okay, then. 18 minutes after the hour, we roll along on the Stephanie Miller Show.
There's a tea party in her pants, and you're invited. Call now, 1-800-STEP-12. Stephanie Miller.
If you wanna get down on the ground.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, you gotta be very, very clear these days. Yeah. I said, Chris, do you have cocaine? You're like, need some? I'm like, the song.
I might be able to get, I don't know.
These.
I know a guy who knows a guy.
Yeah,
who knows
I might
guy.
Be able to find a guy, but I.
I may have asked you for it a couple times in a drunken stupor, but I meant the song.
I see. Okay.
Have some? Can I get you some? I don't. Okay. You know, he's the hip hop conservative, Republican Representative Trey Riddell.
So I've heard, yes.
He's not just a little Riddell, he's Trey.
Right, Trey. He is Trey Riddell, that's Riddell. For sure. He loves rap music. The Tea Party, and Cartagena, Colombia.
He's the guy who tried to convince us that Public Enemy was actually a conservative group.
Right.
Remember that? Yes.
Right. He's Florida's self-described hip-hop conservative who is facing arraignment on a cocaine.
He just strikes me as one of those mega-church pastors.
By the way,
pastors.
Have you seen the pictures?
Yeah.
How much does he look like under his nose? Those look like train tracks.
Yeah.
Just saying. Yes, he described his love once for the rap group NWA.
Mm-hmm.
In July, the Florida congressman took to his Twitter feed to deliver a track-by-track review of the new Jay-Z album. Sure, Jay-Z was waiting for that review at Sardi's all night. When asked earlier this year to name his favorite vacation spot, Cartagena, Colombia. Hua! Okay, here he is, Representative Trey Riddell.
I have no excuse for what I've done. I have let down our country. I've let down our constituents. I've let down my family.
Sounded like he was giving that a press conference from behind a lawnmower.
Or a thresher.
Or a thresher.
Representative Riddell again.
I have been getting the help that I need, and I will continue to get the help that I need.
And Nancy Pelosi said she is sad for Representative Riddell's family. And she said, it's really interesting it came on the heels of Republicans voting on everyone who had access to food stamps getting drug tested. It's like, what?
Yeah, good point, Mrs. Pelosi.
She also added she hopes the incident will humanize their thinking, shall we say, about some subjects.
Not likely.
Not really. No, not really.
Confused says no.
Representative Riddell.
I knew that this day would come. I've been struggling with this, but I have had my wake-up call.
That would be funny if in a Chiron someone made a mistake and put Republican of Columbia. Okay. Representative Riddell again.
The first thing that I need to do tonight is go to begin to mend that trust and relationship with my wife, who is with me, who continue to stand with me, who I love, who is my rock. I'm going to hug my little guy, even if he's asleep tonight. And I'm going to work to do everything I can to be strong, to come out as a better man.
Whoa, wait a minute.
Dad,
he's going to hug his little guy.
I'm not sleeping. You blowhard. Get off. I'm asleep. I've got school in the morning.
He's.
You crackhead. Stop hugging me.
Gonna
I've
hug
been asleep
his little
for
guy
3 hours. What?
And never mind.
Even if he's asleep? That's not good.
No.
I got school, Dad.
God.
You're embarrassing me.
Oh my God. Dad is a coke whore. Ugh.
Dad, my son wanted some Coke. I meant, like, the soft drink.
Whatever. Duh.
Oh, boy. Remember that old drunk driving commercial where the husband comes in drunk and the woman's, like, she's, like, pretending she's asleep. Oh.
Don't take the car, you'll kill yourself.
Right, remember that? Don't take the car.
Really?
You'll kill yourself.
You don't remember that?
Oh, my
no.
God. No. Oh, it was great. Anyway, I'm just saying. I wonder if his kid's like, oh, my dad's home. It's 2 a.m.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, really? Bashes in the door. I'm asleep. I have a test in the morning. God!
Yeah, it's 2 in the morning. Stop doing jumping jacks.
Poke all over my granimals. Get off me. It is not talcum powder.
Dad, get off the ceiling.
Oh,
there's
Dad
someone
is...
you love, someone you hate.
Don't you ever call me a drunk.
It happens night after night.
There's someone you care about have a drinking problem.
Hello.
There is something you can do.
What's that? Don't take the car. You'll kill yourself.
What?
Was that,
was that it?
That was
yes,
it.
That was that it?
Was that recorded in a shoebox?
I don't know how it was recorded, but I found it.
Wow.
How's that? Yeah. Huh?
See, Jim and I, that's seared in our memory. That was a running joke. That was a running joke. People leaving every party back. And when was that? The 80s. The don't take the car.
You'll kill yourself. Wow.
Okay. All right. Oh, God. Dad, here's Dad again. He's so chatty. 3 a.m. Oh, Dad, I don't want to talk. I don't want
to. I don't need a hug.
I don't want a hug or a story. I'm asleep.
No, I don't want a taste either.
Dad's all coked up. Here, rubbing wanna... his rubbing his gums.
You want a bump?
Saying, is that the best idea to wake your sleeping child up?
Come on, let's go.
Come on, let's go.
Come on,
let's go clubbing. Let's go running. Let's go. What are you doing? Woo, woo, woo.
Here, this will wake you up.
Okay. As I mentioned, less than 24 hours after its debut, Ford Nation, oh no, Rob Ford's TV show was killed after one episode. Check this out. It reportedly took 5 hours to record and another 8 hours to edit thanks to his inexperience with television.
Oh, God.
And
it took
was
1 hour to get canceled.
Yeah. In his trailer, probably spent a lot of time getting, you know, water thrown on him and coffee. Yeah. Okay. The network said, for the Ford brothers, we welcome them back on our network, as we do all newsmakers, to be part of programming as a guest on another show. Oh, I've gotten that call. You're welcome to be a free guest on someone else's show.
Only air in Cartagena.
But yours is no longer in casa. 29 minutes after the hour, right back with Bob Seska on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Would you like to have some dinner with our family?
Nah, I can't. I got a wicked bruise on the back of my throat.
Wow. I'd like to meet her.
Wow.
Excuse me? Oh, no. Yurtle the Turtle has threatened to take his...
retreat into my shell.
Yes. Some lettuce and go home.
Harry
Reid threatening the nuclear option over...
Over the filibuster.
Right. Continuing to filibuster everything.
Everything.
In this case, judicial nominations once again. And Yertle has threatened to...
adjourn. Well, he's moved to adjourn, and so there's a little power play going on between the two leaders.
Ooh, isn't that something? That's scary. Oh, Yertle. Okay. All right. 34 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Our friend Bob Seska of the Daily Banter wrote a great piece, The Massive Republican Campaign to Sabotage the Affordable Care Act. It goes even further than we thought. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Stephanie Miller.
I like the way you say that, and also I just noticed how very, very handsome you are in your picture right here on the top of the story. And I was momentarily distracted.
The picture is actual size. That might look.
Interesting stuff. Because I know that we've talked about this in general, but the specifics you cite are really, really pretty terrible. You say we've known for some time most Republican governors refuse to open these health insurance exchanges in their states. 27, right, don't have exchanges. Therefore, uninsured residents are shuffled over to the healthcare.gov website. However, earlier this month, we learned Republican Party leadership directly urged those governors not to do it, chiefly to burden the federal exchange with a heavier load.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've never seen anything quite like this, when there's a passed piece of legislation and the opposition party trying to literally stymie the rollout of that legislation. It's really unprecedented, and it's a concerted effort all the way across the board, whether it's the Republican Party leadership or Republican activists, the Koch brothers, Americans for Prosperity, and just going state by state and trying to prevent people from getting health care, whether it's the Medicaid expansion or, you know, spending millions in advertising to convince people not to use the exchange because, I don't know, Obama. You know, they're doing that literally in states, you know, from Alaska all the way down to Florida, where they're saying, just don't do it. Don't sign up. Don't go without health care because it'll piss off Obama.
Exactly.
Insane.
How morally reprehensible. As you say, you know, there's something especially visceral and sinister about well-protected billionaires telling middle-class Americans to go without health insurance in order to, you know, kick Obama in the nuts. I mean, that's essentially what it comes down to.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. And that's really having more to do with the Medicaid expansion, which is especially nefarious, considering that Medicaid applies to working class people, people who can't afford to have health insurance purchased through the exchange or anyplace else, but who are also making too much money to actually be on Medicaid, which is just free and clear health care. And what they're doing, the Koch brothers, Americans for Prosperity, are going around, you know, blocking and helping Republicans state by state to block the expansion of Medicaid, to allow those people to have health care. And this is almost like a reverse philanthropy. I mean, you've got billionaires saying that poor people can't have health insurance. It's ridiculous.
And you know, Bob, you make a really good point. You say, what happens when the expansion is blocked throughout more than half the nation, potentially millions of pissed-off working-class Americans, due to what's perceived as punitively expensive Obamacare premiums? Premiums are only too expensive because Republican governors block the Medicaid expansion.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and that's what they're betting on, right? That, oh, it's called Obamacare, so he'll just get blamed for everything.
Exactly. Yeah, thanks, Obama, right? You're going to go to the premiums of the exchanges and learn these premiums are just punitively expensive, and now they're being forced to do it. But what they're not being told is, you know, millions of people, 5 to 8 million Americans are going to be affected by the inability of the Republicans to expand Medicaid. And all those people are going to go to the healthcare exchanges, where healthcare.gov or the state exchange, and discover that these premiums are punitively expensive. I mean, just ridiculous for them. And when, in fact, they could have free insurance. I mean, they could have free healthcare through the Medicaid expansion, but they're not being allowed to do that simply because the Republicans want to sabotage this whole thing.
Well, and also, you know, the website, I mean, you talk about a lot of the stuff the media is not covering. You say the ACA contains zero funding for the development and implementation of the site. That's why Kathleen Sebelius had to be there begging them for money.
Yeah.
And there's no way the congressional Republicans would ever authorize the money for it. So, you know, you say, well, so what happened? A cash-starved healthcare.gov development process, which precipitated serious glitches when October 1st rolled around, problems that never should have occurred. And you say, by the way, you say may have been exacerbated when right-wing hacktivists reportedly conducted a denial-of-service attacks against healthcare.gov, deliberate attempts to overwhelm the website's servers.
Yeah.
I mean, you use the word, and again, it gets overused, but unprecedented. This is really unprecedented, I think, in the history of our country.
Yeah, it really, really is. I mean, you know, that's one of the stories that has gone seriously underreported, which is this effort to actually basically hack the website, to basically go to healthcare.gov, use this tool that you can download somewhere where you can, just overwhelm the servers and prevent people from getting on. You know, I think yesterday it happened while Kathleen Sebelius was standing there looking at some photo op or something, and she went there and couldn't get on the website. It's just a disaster, and it's not entirely the administration's fault. Certainly, they could have had funding in the bill to develop the website. I mean, that was just a major, major glitch in the passage of the law. But the notion that there's no way in hell that the Republicans would ever, you know, fund that is also a problem. That, you know, we have this law that there's not enough money to create a website, and then the Republicans, who have voted 46 times to repeal the law, will never, of course, authorize that money to fix the website. So they're kind of stuck. And then on top of all of that, they've got a flood of people coming in because, you know, all of these states failed to set up exchanges. I think all but 14 states are putting everybody into the federal exchange. And so that, and then the denial of service attacks, it's like, you
right.
know,
and yet the
other surrounded on all sides.
You know, the good stories, Bob, that are poking through is like we were saying yesterday, that enrollment numbers are beyond any expectations in states like California and Kentucky, and where they are actively trying to implement this, and that's going to be a story. And then I think there was another piece we were quoting in the LA Times yesterday that it is less than 1% of the population that may even possibly be paying more, you know, mm-hmm. that are featured in all of these Obamacare horror stories. I mean, when you think about, I think it's less than 2 million people in the entire country.
Yeah, well, one of the things I find astonishing every time I hear these polls about the unpopularity of the Affordable Care Act, I'm wondering, this is really affecting 5% of the population. I mean, if basically 5% of the American population is on the individual marketplace where they have to go and buy their own insurance.
Right, and the vast majority of those are going to be thrilled.
Yeah.
You know, right.
Yeah, I mean, so why even ask people who have employer-based insurance how they feel about Obamacare? They're completely unaffected by it. It's mm-hmm. just, you know, it's not just the Republicans. It's just this whole notion of let's go in the drawer, let's pull out a script for second-term presidents and see how we can stymie them, how we can apply Lewinsky or Iran-Contra. What's going to be Obama's Katrina this week?
Yeah.
And so now it's the Affordable Care Act. Before that, it was I don't know, NSA. Before that, it was the AP. Before that, it was IRS. Before that, it was Benghazi. Going all the way back to teleprompter.
Well, and you say they can, as you say, as you conclude, they can go to these extremes because, as you say, after all, the traditional press won't really cover it with the same hard-nippled vigor which if they covered the buggy website, in which they almost universally blame the low enrollment numbers on the president. I mean, because they can, right? Because they can get away with it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're not hearing anything about this effort and the money being spent to sabotage the law. We're not hearing anything about the success stories. I mean, there's someone I follow, and it might be anecdotal, but it's worth noting that there's someone I follow on Twitter who's been dealing with health problems for years and years and years, lupus and cancer and all these things. She went to the Affordable Care Act exchanges. It turns out she's going to save $18,000 a year. In premiums by signing up for Obamacare. That's astonishing. And you're not hearing anything about that.
Thanks, Obama.
Thanks, Obama, right? You're hearing these stories where people are complaining about the exchange or that they got a cancellation notice, and then within 24 hours you find out that they went to the exchanges and they actually love what they're getting.
Yep.
But you don't hear that. That happens too late.
Yeah, well, exactly. And what happens when the approval numbers start going up for Affordable Care? Because people are actually seeing the actual benefits, and that's what mm-hmm. they've always been terrified of. Bob, great stuff as always, and I did not realize how handsome you are.
Thank you, Stephanie.
All right, honey. Talk to you soon. Aloha.
Bye-bye.
All right, and mahalo. He lives in Hawaii, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Hawaii.
Exactly.
Also known as Kenya.
Oh, do you have some holiday music? You know, I forgot we've been talking about Thanksgiving recipes and whatever. Chris Mahana Kwanzaa.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what season it is, Jim? Salon gives us the news. It's Paul Ryan is a serious wonk season again, everybody.
Oh boy.
The Washington Post.
I haven't hung my Paul Ryan is a serious wonk decorations yet. Damn it.
He's bold and courageous, serious and thoughtful, Jim.
Mm.
The Washington Post admires Paul Ryan's very bold plan to fight poverty by replacing food stamps with dreams.
God.
Wow, is it Paul Ryan is a serious, brilliant, policy-focused wonk with a dynamic, inclusive vision for the future of the Republican Party season again already? It comes earlier every year.
And look at my guns.
Oh, don't start with Chris. Don't start with Chris. Don't mention abs.
Don't even mention abs.
Someone said, Paul wants people to dream again. You don't dream when you've got food stamps.
He's talking about a nightmare.
I will take your food stamps now. Here's a dream. Joy, eat up.
Look at my guns.
The takeaway for Ryan, a Catholic, has always been explicitly religious. You cure poverty eye to eye, soul to soul, he said last week. Spiritual redemption, that's what saves people. I just want to say to you,
you can't eat spiritual redemption.
Give me those food stamps. Here is a dream. An angel just got its wings. How to translate spiritual redemption into public policy? So far, Ryan's speech has been light on specifics.
Yeah.
But Ryan's vote to slash food stamp spending will assuredly boost America's gross national dreaming. Most annoyingly, it's just accepted without much pushback that Ryan is exactly what he shrewdly marketed himself as. He's a wonk, an ideas man. He's reorienting the Republican Party toward real policy solutions to big problems. It's premium support!
Yeah, he's reorienting the Titanic into an iceberg.
There is no coherent way in which slashing food stamps for millions and replacing those cuts with nothing... Sorry, I mean replacing them with
Poof.
Dreams and spiritual redemption. Ooh. Doesn't have the immediate effect of making a lot of poor people's lives harder and meaner. It's incomprehensible and inexcusable this story is still being written about Ryan in the nonpartisan elite political press in very late 2013. Thank you, Salam. Paul's a serious policy wonk season. Enjoy, kids.
It's a serious plan.
Here's a voucher.
Here's a voucher for 2 cents.
It's a voucher for a dream. Penny for your thoughts.
Need to go put up my wonk tree.
46 minutes after the hour, back with the remaining moments of the Stephanie Miller Show.
Now, what is this mess?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the fever. Yeah, you've got it. No cure. It is the Stephanie Miller fever. 1-800-STEP. What? Why do I always hear Christopher Walken in my head when someone says
you got a fever?
Fever.
You got a fever.
Okay.
That was solution. It's more cowbell.
Right. It's the only thing that cures that. Hello, Chris in Wisconsin.
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to talk to some of those right-wing callers that were calling today and tell them that they really have to look at things a little bit differently than they do. We're having people call in and saying that everything costs more when government does it. The problem is not when government does it. The problem is when government is influenced by all of these corporations who get all of these private contracts, and then they cost us a fortune because they just bill and bill, and mm-hmm. nobody's taking care of this. We have officials that are bought, and that is the problem.
Yeah.
We need to get the money out of politics.
That's right.
And then we could get our government working properly.
Yep. The only way to do that, go to Sexy Liberal March 29th at the Barrymore Theater.
There you go.
Okay. Thank you.
There might be other ways to do it.
Oh, by the way, speaking of right-wing callers, I was coming back from the bathroom just now.
Yep.
And passing associate producer Travis.
Yes.
Screening calls, and he said, a guy just called and said he couldn't hold on. But he wanted me to tell you that you are an effing C-word. He said the whole thing. You're a...
Mm-hmm.
Travis is like, you don't tell me, sir. Whatever. I think that goes without saying, sir. But okay, I'll tell her again. So that's what everybody says here instead of good morning.
Yeah. So I'm like, it's not just your employees that call you that. That's good to know.
Yes, good to know. Thank you.
GTK.
All right, if you are listening to Stephanie Miller's show...
DTC.
More. Executive producer Chris Lavoie, who apparently still appears to be employed, absolutely told me that one morning.
I didn't use the F. The
no,
F
no, that's
modifier.
True. That's true. That might have been bad. No, it was just a C word. It was a standalone C word.
Yeah.
C word.
You called her a calamity.
Right. Right. Thank you, Jim.
Not that
okay.
C word?
No. Okay. Hey, the president gave Oprah one of them their medals of freedom yesterday.
That's right.
Early in Oprah Winfrey's career.
This was
her
funny.
Bosses told her she should change her name to Susie. I have to pause here to say I got the same advice.
He went on to say not Susie, obviously. Yeah.
Susie Obama.
Boy named
but
Sue.
But they changed his name, right. But see, that'll be all the right-wing world that he used to be a chick. He used to be a Kenyan chick.
He's a Kenyan girl.
Right. He was a Kenyan chick.
No, he said it.
Named Susie.
He said his name's Susie.
He used to be a girl. Okay. Oh, did you see this? Mark Levin.
Oh, who's sarcastic and on our right wing.
Yes. Said Oprah Winfrey has no idea what it's like to live in a country that is brutally racist.
Oh.
She gave an interview last week where she dared to say that racism may be fueling some of the criticism against President Obama. Did you think? Winfrey, born in 1954, just a few months before the Supreme Court ruled that segregated schools are unconstitutional, so she may know a thing or two about a thing or two, about a little bit of racism.
Mm-hmm.
He also said Oprah was too stupid. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Oh, no. No, he didn't.
Yeah,
James
Spry
is calling Mark of his show,
well
dude.
Dude. Stupid's working out pretty well for her.
All she has to do is hit him over the head with a sack of her money.
Stupid is, right. Stupid does make you billions, Mark Levin.
Wow.
He said she's too stupid to know the difference between attacking racism and defending liberals.
Huh? Mm-hmm. What?
That makes
he
sense.
Said, I find Oprah despicable, not because she's black, not because she's a woman, but because she's despicable.
You're despicable.
Anyone who knows Stephanie Miller, and there aren't many, knows she has no audience.
Screw you.
She's been up and coming for 20 years. She's sarcastic and ultra-left-wing.
All right. Listen, don't mess with me because I am a and we all know that.
You're despicable.
Tracy in Oregon, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Tracy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
For the love of Pete, how much does it cost the manufacturers to make a pack of birth control pills? The Affordable Care Act is about affordable. It's about stopping companies, corporations, from escalating costs that are handed down to us, consumers.
Yep, yep, absolutely. Stephanie in Madison, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Steph.
Hey, guys. I'm a proud lefty troll, and affordable health care helps our economy, for God's sakes. My savings alone will be $15,000, which I can then in turn spend that money in my community, my neighborhood, and then also things like the no-no hair removal that I'll buy for Christmas this year.
Thank you. Along with tickets to Sexy Liberal in Madison.
Oh, God,
please.
Yes, I bought those for my birthday.
Yay!
So wait, girlfriend.
Me too.
There.
Me too, baby girl. All right. Yeah, that is the perfect gift for the Sexy Liberal in your life. Tickets to Sexy Liberal somewhere, for God's sakes. I mean, really?
I hear
if
Phoenix,
that is not in the Sexy Liberal stocking, you suck.
I hear Phoenix in February is lovely.
It is lovely. As is Seattle in December. As is Madison in March. As is Albuquerque in May. Okay. Ooh, I pulled that all out of my butt. Okay. Oh, hey, looky here. I have something in common with the Sandra Bullock.
What?
George Bull- Clooney says Sandra Bullock drunk dials him every night. He may have been kidding, but I don't. He said, let me tell you about Sandy. Yeah, she may say she's not all that attractive to me, but she calls me every night at 3 in the morning drunk. Hey, George, what are you doing? Nonstop. And then I just send her a bottle of tequila. And that's how they came up with that plot of Gravity, which don't get me started.
I loved it.
I loved the movie. It's just
Gravity.
Right. Oh, speaking of movies I loved, Ghost might now be a TV show. Paramount. Right. A TV version of the movie starring Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore.
I hope they
recreate the pottery scene. Love that when they're making the giant phallus, clay phallus together. Sexy.
No.
All right.
No, that's Tom Cruise.
All right. Sexy Liberal John Fugelsang tomorrow for Fridays with Fugelsang. We'll see you then on the Stephanie Miller Show.